All right, Saturday evening is my favourite night of the week to entertain, so I'm already thinking about what I'm going to be eating and drinking later on. I've got Roz from White's IGA with me. Roz, I'm really hoping you're going to tell me what I can put on this antipasto platter I'm making later on, because I do need some help.
Well, I think you just have to start with fresh and local produce.
Yes, definitely.
So some beautiful Wumbai cheese, Kenilworth cheese, a little bit of cheddar, some little white goat feta, so local small goods. You know, maybe some cabana or something, you know,
yes,
for the boys. They like their meat.
Definitely.
Yes, a little bit of relish prepared by Ugly Duck Preserves. It's just, you know, an endless supply.
There is. And, you know, I must admit, I'm a busy mum and I do call into IGA, I reckon, four times a week because I can whiz in, even if my kids are with me. It's really easy. I can whiz in and whiz out, so I love it. And I feel like the arrangement of local produce, or just produce in general, is growing and just getting so much better. There's a beautiful feta there that I discovered. Every time I go there, I feel like I discover something. And it is a lot of local produce too, isn't it? Which is great.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of, you know, the locavore program that we run is to connect the local produce to the consumer. So, and tell that beautiful story of the journey of that food. And so people really want to be connected to their food. So they have this, this kind of, they want to understand the origins of their food and what they're eating and be assured of the quality of it. So that's what local produce will give to you. If it's Sunshine Coast grown, you can be assured that it is absolute quality, and it's supporting another local family in our region. So it just keeps feeding and nourishing our whole community by buying and being a part of that whole local locavore food program.
Are you saying that it's totally legit for me to put lots of cheese on my platter and not feel guilty later? Because I'm supporting all the local dairy farmers and all of those in this time. I think it's really, really important to sort of support local, especially at the moment.
Well, you get to enjoy beautiful food and you feel good in the process. So, you know, what's not to love about that?
Well, enjoying beautiful food is where it's at. I'm inspired for my knockoff drink and platter later tonight, and I'm down for the journey of food too, especially when it ends up in my mouth. I'm Jane, you're a Hot Weekender.